minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Emily Martin with me this morning, development specialist with Nishner Productions. How are you, Emily?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you?
What you been up to?
Oh, you know, just trying to stay out of trouble. I've been getting my garden in. That's been helping.
How's your garden coming along?
Slowly, but it's finally coming along.
What do you do best in the garden? Tomatoes, cucumbers?
Probably tomatoes, and I don't even really like them, but I make salsa.
You don't like... Emily, we need to talk. We need to talk.
I know.
Because there are like two things that in a garden that absolutely cannot be duplicated. A tomato that's vine ripened mm-hmm. out of the garden mm-hmm. and sweet corn.
And I don't grow sweet corn. It's too windy where I'm at. And I'd have to grow like an acre of it for it to matter. So I don't.
You can get, there are a lot of good places to get sweet corn when
it's in
season. I will
support a small business on the roadside somewhere and buy their sweet corn.
But you don't like tomatoes.
I don't. I love salsa, and I'll make my own spaghetti sauce and stuff, but no, raw tomatoes, no thank you.
Slice that, a little salt on there.
My BLTs are tealess. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess we're not all perfect, Emily, but you know, I know. I tell you. But you do grow tomatoes. That's what you do.
I do grow them, yes.
You enjoy working in the garden?
I love it. I love it.
It's like a lot of, do you have like raised beds and all that, or what do you have?
Not this year. I'm thinking as I get a little older. And we never like to admit that, but I'm thinking raised beds is
someday,
where I probably need to be going.
Someday when that happens, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, it is that time of year for sure. So, all right, Emily, Nishner Productions. Give me the big picture of Nishner Productions.
Oh, gosh. Nishner Productions, as always, we're staying busy, primarily with our residential services, but mm-hmm. we stay busy with community employment and with our day hab as well. You'll see them now that the weather's nicer out and about in the community and doing things. So be sure to greet them when you do see them.
If someone wanted to learn more about Nishner Productions, you mentioned Dayhab, all the services, and you offer a lot of services.
Yes.
How do they learn more about Nishner Productions? Maybe from an aspect of maybe someone that might be a candidate for Nishner Productions, or maybe I want to work with Nishner Productions because I have these items that you could help me with.
Two wonderful resources without actually having to talk to people. Is our website, Nishner.org,
yeah.
or our Facebook page, Nishner okay. Productions, Inc. But both of those will give you kind of an overview, a visual of what we do. And I am always willing to give people tours and talk to people about what we do because it's a lot and it can't really be summarized in
yeah.
a short statement.
It's you do a lot.
We do.
Yeah. So I like it and I like talking to people. I get many times I find when I'm calling, you know, press one, press two, press one.
It's frustrating.
Casey, I want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes I end up yelling at the phone, customer service, representative, operator. You know what I mean?
Zero so, three
come
times.
Come on. Like, I want to talk to somebody, a real life person. Okay. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on, Emily, that in the community, since we talked last, that aren't going up. So bring me up this. One of the things that has happened in the last, few years that you've gone to a residential model with people, correct?
We've always had a residential model.
Okay.
What we're doing, we in the 80s, we went away from home ownership,
mm-hmm.
And we started doing rental properties. One of the reasons for that is, as a nonprofit, when we own the home, we don't pay property taxes.
Okay.
And so in the 80s, with the housing and all of that that was happening then, that was not financially a good option for us. So we started renting and supporting our landlords and our communities and the property taxes that way. And now we're moving away from that model, and our board has voted, even if we own the home, to pay the property taxes on it as a nonprofit.
Okay.
So that the communities are still getting the benefit of that home. So in the last few years, we've seen a growth in terms of we are building our own facilities because there's just a very severe shortage of accessible and affordable housing mm-hmm. in Southwest Iowa, probably right. across the state, but specifically in Southwest Iowa.
Which is where you operate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have built homes in the last couple of years. We have built and opened homes in Malvern, Shenandoah, Red Oak, Essex, and now we're building another home here in Red Oak, and we're super excited about that.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's very exciting. These homes are 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story homes that are fully accessible. The laundry room doubles as a storm shelter so that when the sirens go off, there's no panic of we have to get everybody loaded up in a van. We can need to get them somewhere, or we have to try and shelter in place. The laundry rooms are fully FEMA approved storm shelters, and that's a kind of a bonus when you're looking at people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You bet. That's a huge bonus.
It is.
But it's moving along well. And you see that model continuing now going forward.
We do see that model continuing. We've got a pretty good support system in place in terms of financing for that right now. Just because the stars have aligned and the systems are all in place at this moment in time for us to be able to do that.
So is there still demand for that? I mean, do you still see huge demand? Or
there is. There's a waiting list.
Oh, wow.
There's a waiting list. So when GRC closed, unfortunately, there weren't a lot.
Glenwood Resource Center.
Yeah, Glenwood Resource Center closed, they were not able to place everybody in the state of Iowa that needed to be rehoused. So there's a movement to get some of those people back into the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our first priorities, is relocating people who had to go out of state. And then there are always people coming up out of high school, coming out of nursing homes, things like that, that need homes as well that we can take care of.
So that demand is huge.
That's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So the house is progressing well. Exciting things.
It is. Last I heard, they've got it framed for concrete. And so I'm thinking, as long as it stays dry, concrete will be getting poured here shortly. So the foundation will be going in. And we're excited about the neighborhood that we're going in. We're not going to be really sharing a lot of information about that. We were thinking about maybe doing a groundbreaking ceremony, but what we have found, unfortunately, is that there's still a lot of stigma attached to being neighbors with people who have disabilities. And so until that happens, we're not really going to be advertising and inviting that kind of criticism right now.
Okay. All right.
But you can speak to it. You're neighbors with one of our houses.
Well, I am, and it's been no issue whatsoever. Yeah. It's been very good. So
in general, Nishna makes good neighbors.
I mean, I would say absolutely. I mean, just from a neighborly standpoint, quiet. I mean, it's really good.
I'm glad you have had a good experience.
Yeah, it's been a while now. I don't know. I lose track of time. A year.
Maybe a year. Yeah, a year that we've been in that house.
I'm terrible with time frame, but it's been maybe a year, something like that, and there's been, you know, you see just normal activity coming and going, car pulling in and out, that sort of stuff. But
no crazy loud parties.
No crazy loud.
Cops haven't been called.
Not yet, anyway. You're... So we're.
I suppose it could always happen.
Yeah, well, you know, Melanie gets out of getting out. So,
but the yard is maintained, and normal housing,
mm-hmm.
neighborly things.
Yeah. Neighborhood activity.
Yeah.
That is just run of the mill, and it has been very good. Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to continue.
Yes. We're fingers crossed. There are no delays, and it will be ready for people to move in September 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's going to happen here pretty quick.
We're hoping.
Okay. All right, Emily. Emily Martin with me, the development specialist with Nishna Productions. That's what we're talking about today.
Yes. There's so many things.
There are a lot. You're involved in a lot. Movie trivia night.
Yes.
Movie trivia night.
Yes.
That's coming up. Tell me about that.
Yeah, June 4th is our movie trivia night. We do a trivia night four times a year. And it's just a really small fundraiser, but it's a lot of fun to get community members involved. We do this down in partnership with Elm Street Grill down in Shenandoah. So last quarter, it was music trivia. And then we do movie trivia coming up. And then we always do one for Halloween. And we always do one for Christmas. Those two are well attended and well loved. Because we also had like a costume contest at Halloween and a table decorating contest at Christmas. So we make it fun. There are lots of ways to win prizes. But top team takes home $100.
Oh.
So there's a cash prize. It's kind of fun.
So who puts together your movie trivia? Are you good at movie trivia?
I put the questions together.
Do you? So you know the answers.
I know the answers.
Okay. Are you good at it?
I think I am, but don't we all?
Well, you have the answers, Emily.
Well, but I also come up with the categories. So it's not your typical trivia of which actor played this or, you know, who directed that.
Oh, really?
It's the categories are sometimes a little off the wall.
Throw a curveball out there, huh?
Okay. I do like to throw curveballs, yes.
Okay.
Keep people on their toes.
All right. So that's June 4th. Now, do you register for that? Do you put teams together? Or do you show up individually? How does it work?
You can show up individually. We'll find you a team. We accept teams of four, up to four people.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no pre-registration required. They can just pay at the door when they come in.
Yeah.
If they have more than four people on their team, those extra team members pay just a little bit extra. So okay. It's $10 a person. If you have more than four people, those extra people pay $15.
Okay.
So it's not super, super pricey. We just want people to come and have fun. They can order a good meal there. And yeah, it's a good time.
See how you are with Emily's movie trivia.
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
You have, now that's June 4th mm-hmm. at the Elm Street Grill in Shenandoah.
Yes.
The annual golf tournament is coming up July 9th, also at the Shenandoah Golf Course.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So this will be our 33rd year of doing the golf tournament.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. And this is just a four-person best ball tournament. And it starts, our shotgun start is at 12:30, but we provide lunch. So you can come at 11:30 to check in, and you'll receive lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll golf all afternoon, and we provide supper as well. Not a heavy supper, but a lighter supper.
Yeah.
And there are silent auction baskets, and there are raffle baskets, and prizes at every hole that can be won. So it's a lot of fun. I don't golf, but it's fun to run a golf tournament when you don't golf.
So do you have will this fill up? Do you have a number of teams?
Like to have about 25 teams.
Okay.
We generally get around 20 to 22 teams.
Okay.
And that's a good crowd.
Yeah.
Last year we had the tournament here in Red Oak, and the plan is that we will alternate years between Shenandoah and Red Oak because we do get a lot of community support from Red Oak for our golf tournament.
Yeah.
So we're trying to go back and forth and allow both golf courses to get the experience of our golf tournament.
Sure. Well, you're in both communities. It makes perfect sense. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So tell me the details. What's it cost me to put a team together? Do you have that off the top of your head?
$240.
Can you do it individually?
It's $60 a person.
Do you take sponsorships?
We do take sponsorships. So we're looking for hole sponsors, which is $100. We're also looking for some other, a beverage cart sponsor, and we're looking for some of our other welcome gifts because all of our golfers get a welcome gift.
Ah.
And so we're looking for some welcome gift sponsors, things along those lines. So absolutely.
If people reach out to you, what do they do?
They can reach out to me is probably the best way.
Yeah.
So my phone number is 712-621-6679.
Okay. Call that number, register your team, or if you want to sponsor a hole, or if you want to donate a gift,
yep,
that's the number.
By this afternoon, the link to register your team will also be on our website.
Okay.
So nishna.org.
So even though you're not a golfer, you like running the golf tournament.
I do. And I can't say I'm not a golfer. I could say until last year, but then my kids took me out and we golfed 9 holes here in Red Oak. I'm still not a golfer, but I can't say I've never golfed.
Do you enjoy it?
I did have fun. I think it was just maybe that I had fun hanging out with my boys. They're really good. I am not.
You don't have to be good to enjoy it.
Well, we laughed a lot. That's
Hey, that's a win. Spend time with your boys and laugh a lot.
Yes.
All right. What I thought when I was looking at the notes for today, I thought, well, Emily has misspelled this. It's supposed to be care, but it's not.
It's CARF.
It's CARF.
Yes.
What is CARF?
CARF is the accrediting entity for agencies like ours that provide services.
Okay.
And so they were here.
An enjoyable time, is it not?
Oh, enjoyable may not be the best adjective there. It's not an audit. Last time they were here was 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And at that time we earned the highest accreditation, which is a 3-year accreditation. So they came again last month and they were here for 3 days and they're very pleasant people. They are from all around the country and they've been in the industry collectively for over 100 years. So
oh, wow.
They've got lots and lots of experience. And they just kind of do a survey of what we're doing well, of areas that we could do better in. And at the end of the 3 days, they sit down with us and they say, here are our recommendations. And then they submit their whole report to the governing body of CARF. And from that, we are given either a 1-year accreditation, a 3-year accreditation, or we're just so terrible that they don't accredit us at all.
Right.
So we don't have that accreditation full report back yet, but the exit interview went well. So we're very excited about that. They had a total of 5 recommendations, which is exciting because that's not very many.
Yeah.
Given the mountains of material that they go through and all the things that they look at in 3 days.
They pretty much have access to everything, don't they?
Yes. All of our facilities, all of our paperwork, all of our vehicles. They can talk to any of our staff. It's a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah.
It's
And it's fun.
It's a lot of prep work. But if we're doing our jobs right for all 3 years, then it's not a lot of panic prep work. It's just going through and making sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed kind of work.
Yeah.
And just making sure that the reports are in order for them and everything is gathered in one place for them to look at when they need it.
How long till they issue their report?
It'll be a couple more weeks.
Okay.
So we'll just wait.
On pins and needles.
We get that, I'll send out a press release so you can share that with everybody.
But it went well. I mean, overall from your
perspective. We feel like it went well, yes.
Okay. All right. So, CARF.
Yes.
How many people are on the team? I mean,
3.
Okay.
There are 3 people, and they're with us like 8 to 4, 3 days a week.
Because to cover all of your everything that you just mentioned would be a big job.
And they have it kind of divided. One person focuses on admin, and so they deal with all that kind of stuff. One person focuses on services like residential, and then somebody else is doing community employment and dayhab.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it's broken down.
That would take – because you cover – like how many employees do you have?
We have about 200.
Yeah, and you're through how many counties?
4 counties.
4 counties, 200 employees, a whole bunch of facilities.
Yes. 30 residential sites alone.
Yeah. That'd be a big job in 3 days.
Yes.
Wow.
They stay busy. And so they leave us at 4 o'clock the first 2 days and go back to the hotel room and then work for hours on their reports and compiling what they saw that day, that kind of stuff. So.
All right.
Yeah. It's a long day. It's a long 3 days for them.
All righty. Speaking of that, and we are visiting, by the way, with Emily Martin, the development specialist with Nishner Productions. They can find you on Facebook.
Yes.
And find your website.
Yes.
Find a lot of information on what we're talking about, or call 712-621-6679.
Yes.
And that person knows everything there is to know. I mean, they will have every single answer.
Well, if I don't have the answer, I will find the person who does.
Okay. All right. Now, with that 200 employees, are you looking for employees?
We are always looking to hire, especially as we open new houses and as we're getting different residents coming in. I would say we probably have about 12 vacancies. We start at $17 to $20 an hour, depending on the hours that you're working and the house that you're working in. But we are definitely going to be hiring more with the opening of the new house.
Do I have to have any sort of degree, experience? What are you looking for?
Nope. We can hire people with 0 experience. We have lots of positions that don't require any experience at all. We will provide all the training that you need to have. There's no CNA or anything like that required. I will say that for some of our positions, such as within our community employment team, that applicants do need to have 6 months' experience within the field.
Okay. But if you're curious, and you have like all times available too, right?
Yes, we have night shifts. We have different hours during the day available. We even have subs and floaters. So if you're not interested in working full-time or that's not something that works for you, you can be somebody that we just call when we have an open position, or when you can look at the schedule a month in advance and say, I want to sign up for these 3 or 4 shifts. As long as you're working an 8-hour shift every pay period,
yeah,
you can stay on as a sub or a floater.
You have a lot of options for people.
We absolutely do, and we have amazing benefits. So
check it out.
Yeah.
Again, start at your Facebook and your website page. Is that a good place to start?
Best place if you're looking for a job is our website, nishner.org, and then click the little career tab at the top.
Okay.
And you can see all the listings there.
Nishner.org.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Emily, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
It is a beautiful day.
Yes,
get
it is.
Get outside and enjoy it. visit with your neighbors, be social, embrace it.
Yes. Enjoy this beautiful day. Sunshine, blue skies. It's 70 degrees right now.
It's gorgeous. It's perfect right now.
Are you going to take the rest of the day off?
No. That doesn't happen. Oh. I have a golf tournament I need to get ready for.
Oh, yeah. There's always something to get ready for.
All yes.
Right. Okay. Very good. What are you looking forward to this summer? You have a trip? You have a event? A festival? Or just
I do
summer?
Have a trip in July. I'm going to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I'm considering going on, taking a week and going to volunteer somewhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere exotic. It's Des Moines.
Oh.
But I'm excited about that opportunity, possibly volunteering at the American Legion Boy State.
Oh.
So that's a different conversation. But though that's
we
kind
need to
of
have that
summer.
Conversation sometime.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
my cool.
summer.
Well, good for you. Looking forward to it?
I am.
All right. I'll let you go with that one.
Okay.
Thanks, Emily. Make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Emily Martin with me again from Nishner Productions this morning, the development specialist with Nishner Productions. And our thanks to Emily for stopping by and visiting with us.
It's the paint sale of the year here at Mark Jackson's Red.